What's up, guys? It's episode 13 of the Complete Strength Podcast. Possibly the final one before Christmas now. And today's episode, I'm just going to go through some of the questions that I've been getting on Instagram. So once a week, I'll fire over a post on my Instagram stories. If you're not following me on Instagram already, check me out at apoc_laves. Add me on there, fire over questions. That's where I put most of my content on, really, especially training related. And I do put stuff on like Facebook as well, but for the graphics and images and videos and little write-ups, what I do, a lot of it's on through Instagram. So yeah, follow me on there, ask any questions if you want, and I'll get them answered on this podcast. So today we're going to talk about a few different things. Hope you enjoy it. If you like it. If you really like it, share it. Let's go. Okay, let's jump straight into it. So we've got one of the questions that we got was from Dave Green again. And it was a favorite exercise for the lats, back, and top. 2 to 3 tips to maximize back development. Now, training our back plays a massive part in our training, and it plays a big part in everyone's program. So regardless of whether they do like a 2-day-a-week program or 3 days a week, 4 days a week, they will do some back work in every session that they do, whether it's going to be like some kind of vertical pull variation, so like a lat pull down, a chin up, pull up, some kind of band assisted pull ups if they're not quite doing full pull ups yet. Some kind of vertical pull, and all, as well as doing horizontal pulls as well. So horizontal pulls could be a seated machine row, it could be a chest supported row. Like quite a lot of variation that we have in it. It could be like a bent over barbell row, bent over dumbbell rows, some kind of rowing variation. So we do hit vertical and horizontal rows. We tend to do more horizontal rows than verticals. We do more pulling than pushing in the gym as well. Simply because a lot of the guys that we have are like 9-to-5ers. So us normal folk who have jobs where we kind of could be sat down for quite a long portion of the day, especially in front of a computer or driving. We know that most of our life is in front of us anyway, and we're kind of in that hunch position. So we do spend a lot of the time, a big portion of our session doing a lot of pulling movement to try and balance it out. From a performance point of view, same again, we're just working strengthening that posterior chain. Making the back strong again, working on the muscles that you can't see in the mirror. My favorite exercises, I do have a superset. I'm a big fan of supersets, mainly because they're a good time saver. And I do kind of feel like just getting a good workout in. I like the fact that you're struggling through a set as well, without losing too much form. So my favorite superset for back is something that I think all my guys have done it at some point. It's an incline iso hold row. So what we're doing is setting the bench at an incline about 45 degrees, grabbing a heavy set of dumbbells. You're going to do one rep of rowing the dumbbells into yourself. So your elbow's going to be back, dumbbells going to be around about the chest level. You're going to be holding there for anything from 20 to 30 seconds, keeping your back tight. After we've done that 20-30 seconds, we're going to bust out some rows. So it's going to be anything from like 10, 15, 20 reps, as long as we're getting good full range of movement rows in. After we've done that, we'll swap into a lighter set where we'll get some lighter dumbbells. So maybe like a 5 kilogram, 10 kilogram, something like that. And we'll do reverse flies, still staying in that incline prone position on the bench. And we'll go into a set of 15, 20 reps, quite high reps. That's usually a great one to stick in midway through a session. So you get quite a lot of reps working your back in different variations, different phases of movement. So triphasic training. So you've got isometric, concentric and eccentric. So you're working all those loads as well in all those phases. And it's just a really good workout to do. It's definitely worth a try. I think I put it on Instagram quite a lot. So there'll be a demo on there somewhere. So that's for supersets. As for heavy lifts, I mean, just the amount of the exercises that you could do kind of are extensive, really. But that's my favorite superset. I tend to do a lot of lighter work as well, hitting the top part of the muscles. So, you know, especially stuff that I've been doing at the minute with my rotator cuff on my right shoulder, which I don't think I've torn it. But there was definitely something going on there because it was really painful in certain positions, especially like an overhead press. So for those, I'm doing lots of lighter movements, but hammering it with tons and tons and tons and tons of reps. I've been aiming at doing like band pull-aparts with a prone grip and with a palm-up grip. I've been doing external rotations, rotator cuff work with a band. I've put posts on there on my Instagram. YWTs is a favorite. I really like YWTs, and I do cycle them in and out of my program, and I keep them in my warm-ups quite a lot as well. Scarecrows are another one. That's a good one to do. I do like the wider cuffs as well, anything that gets your shoulders kind of burning. I do a lot of steering wheels with the light plates, so I've got some really light bumper plates at like 2.5 kilo. I've got some 5 kilo ones, and all I do is I put my hands at like a 3 o'clock and a 9 o'clock position, hold the dumbbell plate out in front of me with straight arms, and I kind of just steer it like a steering wheel. So I'm getting my arms to I'm trying to get my hands to 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock positions. So I'll do that until I start getting a burn. After that, I'll start doing some plate halos. I incorporate that in my warm-up. So plate halos is just making circles around my head. So like 5 to 10 one way, 5 to 10 the other. Another one I'll do is straight up and down. So I'll start with my arms straight, holding it down towards my knees, bringing them up overhead, but him like drawing like a, looks like a semicircle that I'm drawing straight up. So I'll be going straight up in a forward plane of movement, up towards over my head and back down. And I'll do like 10, 15 reps of those. So my shoulders are really, really burning before I do any kind of workout. So good as a warm up, or good to stick in at the end as well as a bit of a finisher. They're kind of my favourites, but we do a lot of back work. Top tips, 2 to 3 tips that I'd use for maximising back development: don't go too heavy. Full range of movement is key when you're doing back move, for any kind of back development. Don't be tempted of going for the big heavy dumbbells to do lateral raises. Reverse flies. Don't be scared to leave your ego outside when you're doing these, because for one, you probably end up jerking the weight up more than anything else. You'll probably eventually, because I've done it, you'll probably get some kind of niggles along the way. If you look at some of the guys, so check out some of the guys on, so the one that comes to mind is Joe DeFranco. Has probably got, for a coach, he's got very, very big shoulders. And if you look at some of the shoulder development that he does, he's got huge shoulders, and the weights that he uses is pretty small, really. I'm trying to think at the top of my head. So like Mike Isretel, he's a big proponent of using like smaller weights to work the smaller muscle groups. So definitely use lighter weight than what you're used to using, especially if you're like kind of using like little thrusters. So a bit of a dip in your knee, just try and get the weight up on things, so like lateral raises, overhead presses, something like that. Try and do some strict movement using some lighter weight. Another one is that because a lot of the back muscles, especially in the upper back, are smaller muscle groups, training more frequently. So we do hit, like I say, everyone that comes into the gym, whether they come in 2, 3, 4 times a week, they'll be doing some back development every session, because they do recover from that pretty quickly. Just like triceps, biceps, smaller muscle groups do recover quickly, so you can hit them more frequently. And plus it allows to do probably, if you're doing them 3, 4 times a week, it allows you to drop the sets a little bit, so you don't feel like blowing your brains out when you get to like 5 sets of a back movement when you're pretty much blitzed. So that's two tips. A third, let's have a think for a third. Variety. Don't be stuck doing the same things over and over again. But again, don't be trying to go for fancy pants kind of movements. Go for simple stuff, but go for loads of variety. There are tons of variety. So just using like a chest supported row along, I could think of 3-4 different exercises that you could do. So you could grab a set of dumbbells, line your chest on a 45 degree angle. And then what you can do is you could do some normal rows. Yeah, some nice tempo rows, 2 seconds up, 2 seconds down. That'd be one variation. Another variation could be an ISO hold, like I said in that superset. So rowing it up, holding that weight there for 20, 30 seconds. And then as soon as that time's up, start busting out some reps, like 1 to 2 in the tank. So close to failure, but not quite to the point where we're losing form. Another one could be slow eccentrics. So rowing the weight up at a normal tempo, maybe like a 1 second, 2 second tempo, and then lowering the weight over 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds, 10 seconds maybe. You can decide that. And the same with the concentric movement. You know, you can let the weights lower at a normal pace and then roll the weight up over 5 to 10 seconds. So you're slowly pulling the weight up, really recruiting a ton of muscle fibers, keeping that time under tension a lot longer. So that's just one exercise, but with so many different variations. So be varied in your approach. Don't be worried about doing the same things over and over again. Don't be looking for fancy, ridiculous looking exercises either. Don't go too heavy. And aim for full range of movement. I mean, there are some arguments for partial range, and I've got nothing against partial range, to be honest. But I just like full range of movement. It helps you, especially in new guys, people who've just started training. It does let them feel what muscles are working, especially slowing the reps down as well. It lets them feel like the muscle that's supposed to be working. You know, it's sometimes could be tough. Not sure what happened then, but I think someone just fell down in a building near us. So that was one question. Hope I answered that okay. This next one's off. Devon. How you doing, guys? Oh, it's Heidi. I'm not too sure. It says Core S&P. So I know those guys, Devon and Heidi, that are over there. So it's, how do you conduct your splits? Which do you like and why? So I'm assuming like body part splits through the week. I used to run like an upper lower, like an upper lower split throughout the week, depending on how many times I got into the gym. And so I could just frequency off that. I tend to do more full body workouts now. So we do like a main lift and then we work around that. Like I say, some people come in 3 times a week, some people only come in twice. So the people who come in twice a week have got a lot more work to do. So the way I organize the week is we have our group training on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And we have like a bit of an extra session on a Sunday where the gym's open. It's just a bit of a freebie session for the guys. So on a Monday, we squat. Wednesdays, we press. And Fridays, we deadlift. And Saturdays is usually a bit of a catch-up week or a bit of a fluff session where we just do some work with smaller muscle groups, do a bit of posing muscle groups for the weekend. Or if anyone misses out a session through, if they miss a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday, they'll do a catch-up on a Saturday. There's the splits that we have. So we'll have that main lift. And then we'll start doing some accessory work towards that. But accessory work is not just upper or lower, it's kind of everything. So we'll do our main lift, say if it's on a squat, we'll do our main lift as a squat. We'll do some unilateral work for the first accessory movement. So it could be, I don't know, a heavy sled push, or it could be some split squats or single leg RDLs, step ups, you know, something that's going to be unilateral work in one leg at a time. Then we'll do some back. We'll do some work on back. So that could be anything that supports. So if you want a strong squat, you need a strong back. So we'll do a lot of work on that. So it could be bent over rows, it could be chest supported rows, some kind of row variations like pull downs, chin ups. And I usually do those in a superset, so we'll get some other work in there as well. Then we'll do some smaller muscle group movement. So it could be upper back, could be triceps, biceps, calves. Yes, Dave Green, I said calves, which is something I've neglected, but Dave's got me into it and he's actually got me to actually enjoy calf training, which I've not done before. So we've got that, and then we'll finish off with some core work and then maybe throw in some conditioning if that's part of their goal. So if, so when I say conditioning, conditioning could be anything. It's a bit of a very, very term really, but in terms of our conditioning, it might just be a little bit of, you know, farmer's walks, bit of work on the assault bike, just get a bit of a more of a sweat going. If weight loss is the goal, it's a good little addition just to stick some extra calorie burns in there, but they've probably done that enough through the session already. So yeah, so most of our sessions kind of look that way. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, the main lift might be different, but accessory stuff is usually a full body workout. And that's how we plan our splits. It does change. It'll probably change again. It changes to suit the clients really, but at the moment that's kind of how we do it. So yeah, thanks for that question. Got another one here. So conditioning ideas for strength athletes. So strength athletes, I don't know if it means like powerlifting or strongman, I'm not quite sure. But conditioning in any athlete or conditioning in general is being able to perform your chosen sport or chosen activity. So the conditioning is going to be different for every person. So if it was, MMA guys, so if they, I know I talk about the MMA guys a lot, but that's mainly the main athletes that I train really, and footballers as well. So MMA guys, for them to be conditioned, they have to think of what are the demands of their sport. So the demand of an MMA fighter is to train off 3 to 5 rounds, 3 to 5 minutes each round, with about a minute's rest in between. So we can already think of like some conditioning kind of drills that can do that. So it could be like some sparring. It could be if they're in the gym where they've not got that. So if they come into my gym, obviously I've not got a ring or anything like that. So we'll do some other conditioning things. It could be some kind of loaded carry, could be sled work, could be a assault bike, could be a rower. So it's just to get that conditioning up for the heart rate, to make the heart stronger, cardiovascular health to go up so they can recover quicker and more quickly. So they can repeat their tasks over and over again. So the conditioning really is whatever your sport is. If it's for powerlifting, so conditioning for powerlifting, you've got 9 lifts total in a meet, depending on what time you've got. So you could be waiting for, you know, 10 minutes before your next lift. You could be waiting 30 minutes. So conditioning for me, if I've got powerlifters in, I don't tend to work with a lot of powerlifters or strongman. But if I was doing that, I'd be working on shifting a lot of working with heavy weight with maybe shorter rest periods. So if they're conditioned to lift in a quicker amount of time, then that'd be a good way to do about it. But it depends on we'll have to do a needs analysis. It'd be something that I've not worked with a lot of powerlifters or strong men before or strong women. We'd have to do a needs analysis with them, and I'd find out more about that, and then we can work out what best conditioning strategy to use. But try not to go for one size fits all when you're doing conditioning. It needs to be make you better at your sport after all. That's kind of the thing. I mean, if you've got any more questions, like give me a bit more information of what you're thinking, then I'm more than happy to put something together and maybe have a chat and we'll both learn something from it. I got one about an injury, but I've already spoke to Tom. He's put leg strengthening exercises for someone with a subluxation of the perennial tendon, but I'm getting prone. Yeah, so dislocation. So what I've done is I've forwarded him on to Ben Cole, and then I'll do some more work on that. We'll get back on that and see how we get some of it. I think think that's it. Yeah. Don't think I've got any more. No, that's it. Right. So I think this is going to be my last one before Christmas. So opening times at the gym is going to be a little bit different, but not too different. I'm going to be... I've taken a few days off, so I've got Christmas Eve. I'm probably going to come down and do a workout, but I'm not officially open. Christmas Day, Boxing Day, I'll be off. I always have Christmas Day and Boxing Day off just to do some chilling. A lot of family time to make up for some stuff because it does get hectic before and after Christmas here. So I've got some quality time to make up with the boys and our girl. Opened on the 27th, 28th, 29th. And then, luckily, very luckily enough, we're away for a few days. We're going to Edinburgh, spend New Year over there, which is something I'm really looking forward to. I always think it looks really cool when you see it on TV and like New Year starts to come in. So yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that. And then when I come back on the 3rd, then it's back to normal. So I don't know what your plans are, but have a great Christmas. Or if you don't celebrate Christmas, just have some great time off. Enjoy it. Spend some time with people that you like spending time with. And I'll catch up with you all. Probably I probably will do one next week. But have a great time, everyone. Take care. Look after each other and all that festivities. And speak to you soon. Take it easy.